Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. welcome back to the roundtable. I'll even remember the name of the show. A heart-wrenching meditation on how to say goodbye for the last time. A Stage of Twilight features stunning performances from Karen Allen and William Sadler as a couple forced to grapple with end-of-life planning. We discuss two upcoming events at the Triplex in Great Barrington, and we begin with A Stage of Twilight. Karen Allen and producer Brian Long will be at the Triplex in Great Barrington for a talk back following the 4:15 screening on April 21st. And it's always a great delight for me to welcome Karen Allen to the roundtable. How are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm really well. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm very excited to speak with you, and I thank you so much for being on the program. It means a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Well, I'm always delighted to see you and to talk to you, and it just feels like one of those wonderful Berkshire things.
Indeed. There are many wonderful Berkshire things, and that's certainly one of them. Give us a sense of Stage of Twilight, of how you came to this particular role and how it came into your really your artistic life.
I was directing a play at the Cherry Lane Theater in New York City, and the producer of which was Brian Long, and he is the producer also of this film, and he had a friend who was a young playwright who was from Buffalo, and he invited her to dinner, and we got into a great conversation about death and about, I think, I was going through some things with my mom and dad at the time. She had recently lost her father at a much younger age because she's quite a bit younger than I am, and we were talking about how difficult a topic this is to write about, losing someone in your life and really dealing with all of the aspects of death. And she said, I've always wanted to write something about this. And she started writing a play, and she would hand it to me, and we'd hand it back and forth, and I would give her some notes. And this went on for, gosh, a couple of years. And it got to a point where she wanted to do some readings, and I asked the wonderful actor, Jeff DeMunn, to read it with me, because the play was only three characters. The film has opened up quite a bit and has, gosh, I would say maybe 8 or 10 characters in it. But so we started doing readings in and around New York, and we did a workshop of it at the Berkshire Theater Festival, one up at the Dorset Theater in Vermont, where we'd work on it for 3 or 4 days. And then COVID hit before we got into a position of doing a production, and the director-writer, Sarah Schwab, sat down and wrote it as a screenplay and opened it up and really made two stories of it, one being my character Cora and her husband Barry, their story and what they're going through, which is he's having to face the fact he's been given a fairly short period of, he's got a progressive illness and he's being given a very short time to live, and how that affects them together as a couple, but individually, and the decisions that he decides to make in terms of his own life going forward. And then this young man and his family, who in the play was a sort of surrogate son for them. He lives on a farm next door and has some issues with his family, and he kind of looks to us, we're really more like surrogate grandparents in a sense. So I just fell in love really with the story and the exploration, and I wanted to continue to work on it when so we have never done it on stage professionally as a play, but it has now become a film, which is been last year we were in dozens of film festivals, and now it's up on the big screen.
What has that been like for you to see it take this life and to look at those performances, which are so powerful? I mean, it's a powerful subject, but the performances are so powerful.
Thanks. I just loved working. Well, when we came, it was really Jeff DeMunn's role. He had helped develop it, but he was doing this show for Showtime called Billions. And suddenly when the window was there and we were going to have to shoot it because they'd raised the money and they were ready to go, he wasn't available. And we asked around, and the name Bill Sadler kept coming up, and I had met him once briefly and had really liked him, and we got together with him, and he stepped into the role, and we just instantly connected on a very deep level. So it made it very, very easy to transition from having worked with Jeff for 5 years, which I thought it was going to be really hard. I thought maybe if Jeff couldn't do this, I wasn't going to do it. But I started working with Bill, and I thought, no, this is going to be absolutely wonderful. And it's just been, you know, a real exploration of these deeper topics. You know, we all have gone through them already, a lot of people, and if not, will in the future, this whole idea of losing people close to us. And I think this film raises this question that I find so interesting, which is, whose death is it? You know, what do we owe to people who we're close to in our lives as we're approaching our death? Can we make a decision to die alone? And is that fair? And is it fair to the people who love us? And is it something that if you have those feelings, they should be honored? It's one of those, you know, do you want to go out of this world, transit into whatever is next, on your own, or do you want to be surrounded by people who care about you? Or, you know, how do you, you know, I most people, I think, try to avoid ever asking that question.
Sure.
They're avoiding even, like, thinking about it one way or another. But it's been so fascinating to sit in audiences at the end of the film and have conversations, and people open up a lot and talk a lot about, you know, their own thoughts and fears and hopes. And
you will be doing a talk back following the 4:15 screening at the Triplex in Great Barrington on April 21st. And as you mentioned, you've been doing a lot of these talk backs, and as the film was on the festival circuit over the last several months, the last year or so, you've been doing a lot of these. And I assume it gets rather heavy rather quickly.
You know, it's not all heavy. It's not all heaviness. I mean, I think often people are relieved to be given the opportunity to talk about their own experiences and about their own, you know, thoughts for themselves and for the people that they love in their lives. And people do, they do tell a lot of stories, but it's not always, you know, maudlin, or people don't get all weepy necessarily about it. And it's what is really even more interesting is this almost like, given the opportunity or the permission to talk about things that most people avoid talking about in groups of people, you know, it's amazing how much I sense a longing to do it, and sometimes it can be very, you know, I hesitate to say lighthearted, but it's not all heavy, you know, it's not a heavy-handed conversation often.
No.
I mean, people are just wanting to share their thoughts and are off. They're often very, very moved by the film and the story, Cora and Barry's story.
You know, it's I don't know. I guess I asked the question because It just seems like we're not always very good about asking about or talking about death.
I think we aren't. I mean, I think we, you know, I mean, my generation, I think, you know, it was like, I feel like my parents kind of tried to protect me from death, you know, like it was a kind of, you know, hush kind of a situation. Like it wasn't a topic of conversation. No, people didn't like to be asked questions about death or, you know, I feel like we're kind of moving into a place where it's a little easier to talk about, and I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Karen Allen.
I just came back from India, huh?
No, go ahead. You came back from India.
I just came back from a month in India, and their relationship is quite different
sure.
to death. You know, it's right out in front of you in India in many ways. So it's our culture, I guess, more so than other cultures.
Karen Allen and producer Brian Wong will be at the Triplex in Great Barrington for a talk back following the 4:15 screening of A Stage of Twilight on April 21st. And you can find out more information by going to The Triplex, TRIPLEX, thetriplex.org. Karen, it's always a delight to speak with you. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful event, and I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Joe. I look forward to seeing you too.
Thanks, Karen. Be well. Coming up next, we'll talk to David Rashi about his event at the Triplex on April 20th regarding the movie that is called In the Loop.